Hi, this is Teresa Graham, and you're now listening to The Risa Show.
Say For John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Open your mind and begin to bless God on today. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we give you the praise. Lord, we give you the praise. Hallelujah.
All right, all right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Put your hands in the air. Come on, somebody, and give God some praise. That Second Chance by your one and only Teresa Graham. Guys, that is a song that I wrote when I was battling against stage 4 and 3 breast cancer, actually. And I went into the studio, guys, and I sung that song with a chemo port in my neck. Come on, somebody, and taking chemo, y'all, huh? There was a fight for my life. But guess what? If God was for me, that cancer couldn't even be against me. Come on, somebody. So I am totally healed today, and I thank the Most High God for healing me, guys. Come on, somebody. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Come on, somebody. When you seek God for real, God will tell Mr. Fear to get the step, and come on, somebody. He will cancel out that spirit of fear. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Glory be to God. I feel a shout right there. Y'all better talk to me today. Good morning to all of my listening audience from around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information, guys, you can use. Guys, I am so blessed to be alive this morning just to go ahead and give God the praise that he deserved. Come on, somebody. Because the Bible says now that God inhabit the praises of his people. Glory be to God. And I can't help but praise my daddy this morning. What you say, what you say. Well, I want to go ahead and get into the forecast this morning, tell you guys what's going on around Fort Worth, Texas. That's right. Now, in the forecast today, it says it will be 91 degrees. My goodness. Already this morning, it's hot. But it says it's partly cloudy now, you know, but it's hot. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That's some sweating weather there now. It's hot. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, I tell you, my goodness, y'all better drink plenty of water today. What you say? My goodness, anything over 70 degrees, baby, it's hot to me. Okay, it's real hot. I remember when I moved to Texas, my God. I moved to Texas in 2003, guys, from Georgia. And, guys, I tell you, I could not adapt to the weather. My eyelashes was hanging off like spiders, baby. And the glue in my tracks, oh, you know what a weave is, right? You got to put some glue in that weave. Well, baby, the glue wasn't holding, okay? It was so hot. And I was sweating, guys. I was sweating. I was sweating. And I tell you guys, I was like, oh, my goodness, am I going to survive, Father God? Because, see, the Most High God sent me to Texas because he said he had a work for me to do. So that's the only reason why I'm in Texas. Amen. But get this, y'all. I tell you, I was like, oh, God. Ooh, I had to get used to this weather. You know, I was raised up in Miami, Florida, where it is hot. Okay. But Miami, Florida have that mush, that sticky hot. Okay, out here it has that dry hot. So it's a difference, guys. So with that say, guys, so be careful today while you're out and about. You're going about, you know, to work, shopping, whatever you're doing. You know, playing with the babies because I know school is out. Make sure those babies got something to drink, okay? Don't let them run around on the playground and pass out. Get them babies something to drink. make sure you give them something to drink, okay? I tell you, because it's hot. It's hot. Well, guys, if you would like to hear the show live, you can always dial into the show by dialing area code 563-999-3467. You can even hit that number one key so you can say good morning to Teresa, okay? I would love to hear your voice this morning for you to say good morning to me, okay? I love it. I love interacting with all of my listening audience from around the world. And I do appreciate you. I just want to take this moment just to appreciate you and let you know that I do. From the bottom of my heart, I do thank the Most High God for allowing you to even take time out of your busy morning to even tune in to hear what the Most High God has placed in my spirit for the day. And hopefully something he has said this far has been a blessing to you and your family. So keep listening, keep tuning in. We're here Monday through Friday. If anything happened with my equipment, I definitely will come on and try to get that information out to you. But you better believe we will be back the next following day, because we need to stay on the air, because I believe if I don't touch everybody, I know there is somebody that the Most High God is allowing me to speak into their spirit man. And you know, my sister in Atlanta, she's my oldest sister, she told me, she said, you know, Teresa, she said, you need to consider becoming a life coach. She said, because, you know, you have this gift from God that speaks into people's spirit man and just resurrect their gifts, speak to their gifts on the inside of them that causes their spirit man to be resurrected. And I was like, wow, you know, I never thought about a life coach, you know, but I do. I enjoy speaking with people. And I don't like seeing people hurt. You know what I'm saying? And so that does something to me when I see another human being being mistreated and being hurt and you know, did all kind of ways. You know, I wasn't raised like that. I was raised to respect my elders, respect, you know, love people, do to them as though, you know, they're doing it unto me. You know, making sure that my deeds are good. You know what I'm saying? And I guess that's what gets me, and it burns my chickens, beloved, when I see people being mistreated, mishandled, talk about, backbiting, hurt, you know what I'm saying? All kind of fool-fool-la-la. That hurts me. It does something to me. And so, yes, I want to show love at all times when I meet people. You know, strangers, you know, because you don't know, that might be an angel that you unknowingly entertain. That's what the Word of God talks about. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be careful how you treat your sisters and your brothers, okay? I mean, you really do. Even your enemies, you got to pray for them. You don't have to deal with them, but you got to pray for them and love them, okay? Because the love of the Most High God should be in all of us, and he loves us all unconditionally. He loved us when we were in a mess. He loved us when we were sinners, okay? I mean, outright stinking sinners, honey, okay? God still loves us all, okay? And it's not our job to convict anybody of their wrong and their sin. It's the Holy Spirit's job to do that. The Holy Ghost will convict us of sin, okay? Yes, that's what he does, okay? And so he will put it in a person's heart to tell them, hey, look here, no. And then you go and you get it right with your sisters and your brothers, okay? Amen? So with that said, I want to talk about living a life of purpose. Is that okay for a few minutes? Living a life of purpose. You'd be surprised how many people are walking around in this world that we say we live in as human beings and have never identified who they are and whom God created them to be and what is his plan and his purpose for their life. And so when you look at the book of Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, the plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Amen? Amen. See, he knows the plans, and he is the only one who will decide the way which he has already purposed and planned for you to go. The word of God says a good man's footsteps is ordered by God. Come on, somebody. Y'all better talk to me today. And so why not go in prayer to the Most High God and ask God, God, what is your purpose and plan for my life? Instead, we try to become an identity snatcher. We have an identity crisis to the point where we try to imitate and become someone else. So we find ourselves becoming an actor, a pretender. You know what I'm saying? Desiring someone else's life instead of trying to find out from God what is our life. And so we find ourselves walking out of the will of the Most High God and now assuming the identity of someone that God never created us to be. Amen? God has a purpose and plan for everyone that he have created and birthed through their mother's womb to this earth. He birthed us for his purpose. And so, therefore, he know what he put in each and every one of us. But we, as God's children, must get into the Word of God and learn the Word of God and learn who we are. I'm not talking about becoming religious when you're trying to find out who you are, but I'm talking about developing that relationship with the Most High God. Amen? Because he created you. Amen? And he knows what he wants you to be. Amen. Living a life of purpose means that you do not really have to change the world. You don't need to necessarily have the top job or the most luxurious things or even the biggest house. It means living a life filled with meaning. It's about making a little difference in the world and achieving your own objectives, I meant to say. And so, beloved, you have to understand your purpose is not to get houses and cars. Come on, somebody. Your purpose is not all of that. Your purpose is really doing a reality check. Amen? Tap into your calling. What is your purpose on life? Why are you here? Do anybody know why are they here? Amen? Come on, somebody. You need to explore your interests. Explore who you are. Look in the mirror and identify yourself. See? Talk to yourself, in other words. It's okay to talk to yourself in the mirror. Amen? Some people think because they see you talking to yourself, they think you're crazy. They don't know who you're talking to. You could be talking to God. Take time to examine you. Take time to love on you. Take time to know who you are. And know that God is with you. He created you for a reason. Amen. Amen. It's very important to know the sense of purpose. Not only helps you to find and do things that add meaning to your life, it also helps when things go wrong. Sometimes life presents unforeseen events like sickness or accidents. And sometimes, despite trying hard, you might achieve what you strive for. So there is ways of finding your purpose in life. Amen? Amen. And believe it or not, beloved, studies have proven that people with a clear sense of purpose in life live longer than those who continue with a life without purpose. That's right. People with their life purpose well defined were able to tolerate more pain and also had a lesser risk of heart disease. See, when you find yourself out of the will of the Most High God, and you become an identity snatcher. You find yourself wrestling to be the person that you think that's better than the life that God gave you. And really, beloved, it's a slap in God's face for you to continue to walk around, beloved, and cause, you know what I'm saying, cause yourself to miss out on who you are, because you are missing the real you. Amen? You are missing the real you. Psalms 57:2 says, I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. Beloved, this is a key in understanding God's purpose for your life. God has numbered your days and will fulfill every purpose he has for you. And so, beloved, when you cry out to the Most High God and ask the Most High God to help you understand his purpose for your life, then I believe strongly that the Most High God will make it, you know, more clearer so that you can understand who you are. Amen? Amen. Because if you don't know who you are, you don't have freedom, beloved, and fulfillment. You study wrestling, trying to prove a point that you're somebody that God didn't create you to be. Look around your house. Be content. Look around your house. Thank the Most High God that you have a roof over your head. You don't have to have millions of dollars. That's what's messing the world up today, and that's the reason why you have so much trickery and so much evil and so much nastiness in folk spirit. It's because they want what the Joneses have, and they never thank the Most High God for food on their table. If you eating poke and bean and weenie, honey, thank God for the poke and bean and weenie, okay? If you ain't got nothing but grits on your table every day, morning, noon, and dinner time, you thank the Most High God for what he has given you. Amen? There's people that's under the bridge, that's living homeless under the bridge, don't even have a meal every day unless they go to a church or somewhere who's feeding them. That's the only way. But they don't have a bed to sleep in. They're sleeping on the cold ground. Come on, somebody. We have to look at where we at and appreciate where we at and thank the Most High God for where we at. Amen? Amen. Because one thing I've learned, beloved, is that we cannot continue to waste time. Time is valuable, and God does not waste no time. Okay? He don't waste no time. He is time. Come on, somebody. And we need to stop wasting time and being the victim. You know what I'm saying? That victim mentality. Uh-huh. We need to stop being the victim and be the victor. Amen? Amen. Get out of being a victim. Amen? See your self-worth. We have identity crisis. We don't know who we are, where we going. You know, you ask a person, well, where you see yourself in 10 years? Oh, well, I don't know. They can't even see themselves now. How could they know what's going to happen? Where you see yourself in 10 years? Now, mind you, if it's God's will for you to be here in 10 years, we have to get that straight. You see, we can plan all we want, but it's up to God whether we're going to see the plans and goals that we've set for ourselves. It's okay to set them, but ask the Most High God what is his will, and you set your life according to his plans and purpose for your life. Amen? You're always supposed to find out from the Most High God, God, what is your plans for me? You know, why did you create me? What's the reason for me being here? Amen? Since he knows the plans he has for you. Amen. He already decided the way he wants you to go. Amen. Isn't that something to shout about, beloved? I don't know about about y'all, but I love shouting, huh? I love telling Daddy, thank you. Thank you. Okay? Okay. I love telling Daddy, thank you. And this is something, beloved, that we have to get in the habit of doing. We have to know that we have to cry out to the Most High God because he knows the plan he has for you and I. Amen? Plans, what? To prosper us. Amen? That's what he has for us. He want to give each and every one of us a good hope. Amen? Amen? That means a ladder in a hope. That's what it means. Amen? Amen. Come on, somebody. I know I'm helping somebody up in here this morning. Amen? Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. And so it's very vital, beloved, for you to really, you know, seriously, take some time. Take some time and learn who you are. Amen? Amen. Learn. Amen. Because without clear purpose, you will never be happy. You will always find yourself wrestling and struggling with identity crisis. Without clear purpose, you're done. You're just a zombie walking around on the earth. And God don't want you to be a zombie. He wants you to know his purpose and his plans that he has for you, said the Lord. This is something that God wants you to have. Amen? God calls us to holiness, not to happiness. He wants us to honor him with our daily choices and overall lifestyle. According to the Bible, there is right and wrong. Amen. 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 Come on, somebody. I know somebody can say amen out there this morning. Amen. God loves us. Amen. God loves us. And so I want you to grab a hold to that this morning. Grab a hold to that this morning. That's some homework to do this morning. That's a little homework to do this morning, amen. If you don't do anything, guys, I want you to really find out who you are and let God love you, amen. Let him just love you and show you him and show you what his purpose is. He is your creator. And one day you're going to have to see your maker. You're going to have to see him. I don't care what you say, beloved, how you shake it up, flip it up, turn it around. You're going to have to see the Most High God one day. And you're going to have to give an account to all that you have done in this earth. Amen. Take time to know your creator. Take time to know why he created you to this earth, why he allowed you to be birthed into this world from your mother's womb. He said he knew you before he entered you into your mother's womb, beloved. And then you can follow that scripture up with he says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. He's not there to hurt you and bring evil to you. The only person want to bring evil to you and destroy you is Satan himself. John 10:10 said the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus Christ, Yeshua said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Do you believe that today, beloved? Do you really believe that today? That the Most High God has come to give you life, to prosper you, give you a hope and give you future, give you a future and a hope. Do you believe that today? I believe that today. I believe that God wants us all blessed. But we got to understand, beloved, what you see on television will television. And sometimes you get wrapped up in fake television. You become an actor. And really, you do not fulfill your God-given destiny. God wants you to fulfill your God-given destiny today. Will you search him out? Will you go back to the Most High God? Will you cry out to God and ask God? Ask God to bless you, beloved. Amen. Well, guys, this is the end of the show. Amen. I tell you, I'm just wanting to love on you a little bit today, and to let you know that God loves you. Until the next podcast, guys, you stay safe. Hug someone and tell them you love them. Bye bye.
Child of God, and begin to praise him in his heavens. Ooh, let's go.
Praise.